Question 4. Practice 1. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a lecture related to the passage in step 1. As you listen, take notes on important information. Write down 5 keywords or key phrases that would be useful in explaining this information to someone else. Today, we're going to examine folkways a little more, namely, the consequences of violating them and how they are constantly changing. People are expected to adhere to folkways, but when they don't, there aren't any serious consequences as a result. For example, when you see someone you know on the street, you usually say hello. Folkways expect that the person greet you in return. If he or she doesn't, it's a violation of that folkway. Now, you may feel offended that your acquaintance didn't acknowledge you in return, but you wouldn't think they were a criminal. You'd think he or she is rude. Folkways are constantly changing. One example is men's hair length. Over the centuries, it has been fashionable for men to either have long or short hair. When long hair was popular, men would wear wigs if their own hair wasn't adequate. When short hair was popular, men would have their hair cut. If a man wore his hair opposite of what the norm was, he faced censure for going against convention. Nowadays, hair length is more of a personal choice, although that could change. Then men would be wearing powdered wigs again to fit society's norms.